Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
All right, thank you, Steve. 209. So last night, my phone is kind of buzzing, and a lot of people are texting me, and I'm seeing on Twitter this from Rachel Maddow. Breaking, we've got Trump tax returns tonight, 9 p.m. Eastern Time, MSNBC, seriously, close quotes. My son, in fact, texted me. He was the first one to tip me off to it because I wasn't actually paying attention to it until Grant sent me a text. And he says, do you think this Rachel Maddow thing is serious? They've got Donald Trump's tax returns. And I texted him back and said, well, she's no blowhard. I mean, she's liberal, but I don't think she makes stuff up. I don't think she would make this up. This isn't a stunt. She must have got his tax returns. And so then I started to watch. The Tribune tweeted it out in advance of the show. Maddow's got Trump's tax returns.
And then the tweet said, White House releases the tax return ahead of the show. Like, I should watch the show.
Half hour before the show, then, the White House, wanting to get in front of it, says that Donald Trump paid $38 million on income of $150 million in 2005, according to his 1040 form, which Rachel Maddow held up several times during the show, which visually I thought was good, but then they never actually locked the camera in on it. I wanted to see it. Even if it was a facsimile, if the numbers were right, that is, give me a real 1040 form, type in the real numbers you have, and then show me the thing. I wanted to see it. I wanted to see it. I wouldn't understand it, but the numbers would be larger than I'm used to. And this is the holy grail of journalism for the last few years. I mean, everybody's been wondering about Donald Trump's taxes, and you've got it in your hand. Well, then put it up to the camera, girl. But she didn't do that last night. Here's how she started her show last night. This was just a clip from her first half hour.
What I have here is a copy of Donald Trump's tax returns for 1 year, for 2005. I believe this is the only set of the president's federal taxes that reporters have ever gotten a hold of. And in terms of what's on here, he paid $38 million, looks like $38 million in taxes. If you add up the lines for income, he made more than $150 million in that year.
Okay, that's pretty cool. That's pretty cool. All right, let's dive right in. Oh, no way, we don't dive right in. We're not actually going to get to, is there a crime here? I mean, if you've got these taxes and the reason people are interested in is maybe there was something criminal about the way he handled his finances, or maybe there was some sort of swap that he was doing with the Russians or God knows who, but cut to the chase. You know, if this was a newspaper story, a journalist pointed out to me today, that would be in the lead. But if it's just a television drama, you put the climax at the end. She put the climax at the end. She wanted us to stick around. Kind of don't blame her, but it also is a sort of tip to you that she doesn't really have as much here as you thought she did. Otherwise, she would have led with it. Donald Trump's going to jail. Look, line 9, 72 zillion. That's a crime. Boom, case over. They didn't do that. Instead, she spent some time at the beginning telling a very fascinating story. I'm not being sarcastic there, about his relationship with Russians, with a Russian banker, with a guy who bought his house. She sort of concocted or related this really interesting story about how he's got all of these interests with all of these other players, and they may show a footprint on his tax returns. So she says stuff like this.
When you get an excuse from them that doesn't make sense, you have to look for another reason. Here's an example. This is a home that Donald Trump purchased in Palm Beach, Florida for just over $40 million in 2004. Less than 4 years later, a Russian oligarch paid him almost $100 million for that same house. Wouldn't Trump's taxes show whatever reasonable real estate inflow and outflow might explain what otherwise really does look like a bizarre dump of tens of millions of dollars of Russian money into Donald Trump's coffers?
That's fascinating. I mean, really, that is suspicious. I don't know what that's all about. There was nothing to do with that in the taxes. But her point was that if we don't know what's in the taxes, who knows what's going on here, right? If we do know that somebody gave him $100 million for a $40 million house that they then tore down, well, why would they do that? I mean, really, why would they do that? Maybe because looking for favor, blah, 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 blah. So then you just run with that. Do the taxes give us a clue as to why that would happen? Evidently not. There's nothing there. But she really sort of told this fantastic story in the beginning about stuff like that. And I'd kind of like to know the answer to those questions. And I guess I'd like to know about his taxes. But they sure didn't connect the two. And when they got to the taxes, it was a lot of smoke, but I don't think there was much fire. These were the 2005 returns, and there didn't seem to be anything criminal about them.
Well, because they weren't, I mean, there may not be any criminality anywhere, but they weren't the forms that would show that, right? They were the two-page form that shows what you made and what you paid in taxes.
Right, it was the basics. It wasn't the hundreds and hundreds of pages that were probably in his official return that year. Donald Trump does not use the EZ form.
No.
Which is very easy, by the way.
Which means he doesn't get the file for free either.
So I don't know. If you watched it last night, I'd be interested in your take on it. Oh, hey, thank you, Olive. Is this it?
Yeah.
So, okay, so we can get it online. Donald J. and Melania, 721 Fifth Avenue, New York, New York. Number of deductions and blah, blah, blah. Boy, these numbers are really large. Line 21, $103,201,242. Add the amounts in the far right column for line 7 through 21. This is your total income, $49,536,624. Wow. Nice going, man. Every now and then I look at these things and I just weep. Now, these are numbers. But you know, it's funny because when you make $100 million and you pay $40 million in taxes, there's two numbers there that are pretty galling. I don't know if you're really ticked that, wait a minute, I just paid $49 million in taxes. Are you kidding me? 35? I mean, really, did I use $35 million in services? That would make me nuts if every month I had to pay $3 million in taxes. However, I did hundred and some million dollars in income. The last line here, amount of line 72 you want applied to your 2006 estimated tax, amount you owe. So in that, I think this may have been lost. He owed $2,292,000 after all the deductions and fancy footwork. Don't you hate it when you have to pay? I think this shows that I paid $33 million, and now I've got to pay $2, $3 million more. Are you kidding me?
He sees that little number going up on the corner of his TurboTax window.
Okay. If you watched Rachel Maddow last night, I'd be interested in what you thought about the show. My number's 312-981-7200. Here's how Slate wrote about it. I'll just give you their headline. Rachel Maddow's Trump Taxes Scoop was a cynical, self-defeating spectacle. I don't know that it was that bad, but I don't think it forwarded the cause. In fact, I think this is what Rachel Maddow did last night. To the people who feel that the media is out to get Donald Trump, they just gave them more fuel for the fire. This just adds to the narrative that the liberal media will do anything to get Donald Trump out. And so they put this thing out there saying, aha, we've got him, when they got nothing. It was weird because this morning Donald Trump called it fake news, even as the White House itself was confirming that that was his 1040 form.
Not even he understands what fake news is.
That was
anymore.
My question. So then what's fake news? Is it news you don't like? Or is it news that's not accurate? Because clearly this is accurate. I mean, Trump says it's accurate. And then in the same breath, he says it's fake news. I'm confused about that. I'm wondering what you make about Rachel Maddow's scoop. I think a fair question is, should the media continue to pursue his taxes? Because Trump and Kellyanne Conway and even Frank Lutz, the CBS demographer and pollster, said this morning that Americans do not care about his taxes. I beg to differ. I think there's other surveys out there that say they do. But that's a question for you. 312-981-7200. Call now. This is WGN. We're talking about Rachel Maddow's show last night where she said she had Donald Trump's taxes. She did have two pages. His 1040 form from 2005 showed he made a lot of money, showed he paid a lot of taxes, and I don't think it showed much more. I'm asking you what you think about that. We'll start with Ann on line one. You're on WGN. Ann, what do you say? Hi.
I heard the news, and I got so excited, and then when it came out,
all my conspiracy friends, all of us, you know, I was very deflated. You know, it's old. There wasn't much there. And we kind of started talking and thought, maybe it's just another diversion. Maybe it was even sent from the White House just to try to get us off again from Russia.
We're all suckers if that's the case, isn't it?
Well, but we're falling for it all the time because he's always tossing these drip, drip, drip things out to try to get us off the track.
Yeah, it's so true. That's an interesting point. You're not the first one to mention that to me. I'm glad you brought that up.
Turn your microwave on and catch him.
I'm hanging up on you, Ann.
Bye.
That's the funniest thing. I mean, if you got nothing else this week and you're worried about the Republic, at least we know that their microwaves are watching you. You think it was a distraction, Steve Bertrand? Do you think that Donald Trump is setting us all up via this? I mean, because
by releasing his own taxes?
Yeah, taxes that actually look pretty good for him.
Yeah, they look really good for him. No, I think it would. I think this worked for him. So
okay,
and if they were just dropped, you know, this does speak though, John. You talked about how it speaks to how the media is out to get him and after him.
Yeah,
and I understand what you're saying.
Yeah.
On the other side, what they did was present him with a very good news story. So if they were out to get him, maybe they wouldn't have made such a big deal out of it. I mean, it shows that he paid a higher rate than George W. Bush and
or
than
Barack Obama.
Yeah. And so this is this is supportive. Now, it doesn't show what he deducted or who he owes. And that's where the real questions are. That's where the questions have always been. They've never been kind of with this form. But, yeah, this works for the president.
312-981-7200. On line three, John, you're on WGN. What do you want to say?
Hi, it's just actually Rachel Maddow the last few weeks has been pretty right on with Russian connections and Donald Trump with Russian oligarchs. And I think so there's a couple points with this tax return she wanted to make. Donald Trump wants to get rid of the alternative minimum tax. And this shows that if it wasn't for the alternative minimum tax, he actually would only pay like $4 million.
I thought go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, that's one of a big reason there is he actually would only pay like, it was like 2 or 3% of his income would have been taxed, except for this alternative minimum tax, which brought him up to the $38 million.
I thought the first half of her show last night was really interesting. I mean, again, it was the stuff of a thriller, you know, like a political spy thriller where the one guy's moving money here and then the house gets purchased and then it gets torn down and it's a way to launder or pay some money to somebody. What the hell is that all about? I don't know.
She's fascinating. And every show, I mean, she makes more and more connections.
Yeah.
And I think the other point of this was, during the campaign with Hillary Clinton, she said, well, maybe he's not showing us his taxes because he doesn't pay any taxes. But now she's bringing up another point. Well, actually, no. If he's actually paying a lot of money in taxes and he's successful, then why is he hiding his tax returns?
Yeah.
Which then goes back to, well, is there Russian ties or anything else involved in this?
Yeah. You know, and here's the deal. Thanks for the phone call. I'm glad you joined us, John. When they first started to investigate Watergate, the Washington Post took nothing but heat. Nobody believed the story. They didn't think there was anything there. They thought it was disrespectful to the White House, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And those journalists just kept digging away. So I'm not saying that we shouldn't look there. I just feel like I was duped last night. I thought I was sold a bill of goods. But if Rachel Maddow and them want to continue to investigate it, and lo and behold, they find something and it's important, then why shouldn't we support that? I'm not saying that Donald Trump is clean, and I'm not saying that they shouldn't look at it, but I'm saying they misrepresented what they had last night, and I don't think Rachel Maddow did herself any favors to breathlessly hold it up and say, we've got the taxes, then wait to the last half hour to do a bad job explaining them to us, and they don't amount to that much yet, right? So keep doing what you're doing, Rachel, but I think you took one step backwards or two steps backward, even as you took one step forward yesterday. We go next, I think, to Jim. Hey, Jim, you're on the air. What do you want to say?
All right. Remember during the campaign last year, he said, oh, in 2005, I got money. 2006, I had to pay a whole lot more money. And it would, he said he lost like $983,000. So that's why he doesn't have to pay for taxes for like 20 years.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah, they actually talked about that last night, how he was able to take a massive loss and then sort of prorate it for future years so that he didn't have to pay taxes, right?
But this is the one year that he released in 2005, and this happened in 2006. Someone, or even he, did it himself, release those taxes.
Yeah. So what if he did? What if that was him releasing the taxes, Jim?
He's trying to get everybody's faith off the Russia connection.
Why are you chuckling over there,
well,
Steve?
Well, first of all, because that's what politicians do all the time, or administrations. They you know, they might decry leaks, but then they'll leak things that work to their favor. That's just what politicians do. But I was just picturing him pretending to be Alan Miller or whoever it was. Remember when he would call?
John Miller.
John Miller.
Yeah.
And he pretended to be Trump's spokesman, but it was him calling reporters himself.
Well, the meme that's making people laugh today, and there were two really great memes this week. One is Barack Obama with the camera in the microwave spying on you. But the other great meme is of Rachel Maddow with Geraldo Rivera sunglasses and a mustache, because this reminds people a little bit of that, too. She opens up the vault and there's nothing there.
But if we believe Geraldo, at least he didn't know at the time, right?
She
knew. Well,
Right. I mean, right. Geraldo at least didn't know that there was nothing there. Rachel kind of did. If her only sin is that she got us to watch a half hour of her show that we would not normally have, it's, you know, not the end of the earth. But I'm still not sure that she helped her brand today. She's getting beat up pretty good. A couple more quick phone calls. Who's next there, Elif? Where do we go now? Elif says, survey says, line two. And that's going to be Beth. Hi, Beth. You're on the air.
Hi. My accountant, who's a very experienced guy, wrote an analysis of this whole thing on Facebook this morning. I'm not going to share his name, but I would be happy to read how he analyzed it if you want me to.
How long is that going to take?
I don't know, a couple minutes at the most.
I promise you, I don't have that kind of time. What's the gist of it? What's the point there, Beth?
Well, the gist of it is that it probably was leaked by one of the Trumps because it was stamped client copy, and the only people who have that are family and employees.
I saw that, yeah.
And there was a lot to discuss about that last night, thinking that he probably did leak it. And then a big chunk of income was over almost $16,000 for federal tax. Oh, wait a second. I mean, $24,000 for a foreign tax credit. And, of course, we have no idea what that was for. And then probably the last big thing has to do with the alternative minimum tax. If that didn't exist, he would have paid about $5 million plus. Instead, he ended up paying almost $19 million because of the alternative minimum tax. So it does give you some idea of why he's trying to get rid of it.
Yeah, that's an interesting point. Yeah, here it is, line 47. This is so cool. I've got Donald Trump's tax return in front of me. Unfortunately, it's just two pages of the 2005 one, but there it is, line 47, foreign tax credit, attach form 1116 if required. Man, I can't even do my own taxes. $23,940. Right. It's 2:30. Thanks for the phone call. We'll continue to follow this story for the rest of your lives. WGN.